G'day and welcome back to the third episode of Season 2 of Socks Up. I'm your co-host, Ryan Smith. We've partnered with Triple M to produce this podcast, which is designed to take you behind the scenes and into the sheds of the Queensland Reds.
Hey guys, it's Matt, Ryan's co-host. As always on the potty, we'll cover some rugby stuff and club news. However, the main point of the show is to introduce everyone to Reds players past and present, find out what makes them tick, and to show you a side of them not usually seen on the big screen at Suncorp, as well as finding out who really needs to pull their socks up.
Our special guest today has been a regular of the starting lineup for 2024. Since making his debut in 2021, he's been an extremely well-liked member of the squad. One of the better singers in the gym and recovery baths, and we can't wait to hear what yarns we can get out of him.
Queensland cap 1364 22-year-old utility back Matt Greely is an exciting product of Downlands College in Toowoomba. He's associated with the University of Queensland Rugby Club in the Store Local Hospital Cup competition and was a part of their 2021 Premiership winning team. Matt's been a dependable member of the squad with great footwork, acceleration and kicking game. He's an exciting talent, a pleasure to be around at Ballymore. Welcome to the show, Matt Greely.
Thank you for having me, everyone. I look forward to spending more time with you today, Ryan and Matt.
Pretty lucky to get you on board, Mac. Have you been listening to much of the podcast?
Yeah, I have been. I had to give myself a quick little check-in, listen to Cormac's episode last night just to get the rundown, so make sure I'm on top of everything you guys throw at me.
How have you found 2024 so far? You've been with the squad for a long time, but probably I think it's fair to say you've been getting a lot more game time this year than the last couple. So how have you been finding it?
No, it's been really good. Been quite an enjoyable year to start off. As we know, there's been a few changes, but it's just been quite a good vibe. We're playing some decent footy, obviously over the weekend. Wasn't our best day, but a good chance to resurrect that this week. But yeah, personally, it's been really good. Gotten a lot out of the coaches that have come in, Les and that, and really been able to grow my game a bit and hopefully continue on that path throughout the year.
So just on an individual note, how have you sort of found the sort of change in philosophy or the back three playing style, mainly in attack, but also defensively, sort of a guy a bit more mobile with some good lungs on you? Have you sort of enjoyed that side of it or?
Yeah, definitely. I think the game style really suits a lot of us, especially in that back three. For me, a smaller guy, it's really good because I can sort of use that point of difference with my fitness to be able to impact games. Previously, like fullback was a bit of a position. Winger was more of that, you know, up and down, big finishing tries guy. But with the style Les has implemented, you know, each back can step in and move out. Like a 10 might find themselves on the wing or wing might find themselves at first receiver. So just that interchangeability of all of us, I think, has really suited and it's allowed me to sort of express myself a bit more.
I think it really works well. It just shows we got guys that can step into the roles as playmakers or guys on the edge to finish it. I think it helps out us as forwards a lot. I think a big change I've noticed this year is lots of guys speaking up a lot more. It's not sort of just the 10 running the show, but you know, we have those guys, we call them extractors, that pull out and might end up being behind that forward pod and being able to speak. And I know you're doing a good job of that, directing the boys around. Have you enjoyed that sort of change up?
Yeah, it's good. Just I think knowing that probably a lot more comfortable in those positions because it's obviously expected of us to be always on the move. I think one of the first things when I sort of talked to Les was, you know, if a winger's going to stand out on the touchline, he may as well go have a beer in the stand. So that's, I've always taken that on board. And it's just, you know, if you can find a space, and he talks about being useful, not just working for the sake of it, but popping up, being that extra man. I think, you know, the more we've done it at training, a lot of reps over preseason, those Japan games, you just get used to sort of being in those positions and being able to speak up. And I think it's always been good feedback between forwards and backs on, you know, those sort of micro comms that we've been using.
Now, obviously, we sort of have touched on it a couple of previous episodes. Obviously, a few new guys coming into the squad over that Challenger series and into this new Super season. And your house may be referred to as a bit of a halfway house for a few of the boys.
Hostel.
Yeah. How's that been? Who have you had stay at yours and how have they been as roommates and to live with?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I had Cormac when he first came in, had one of my roommates move out, so it kind of worked out. So I'm going to cover a bit of rent. Cormac came in for a few weeks during that time before his girlfriend moved from Sydney as well. So was able to house him, give him a little mattress, on the floor. And then, yeah, he was there for a few weeks. And then as the preseason started, Joey Brile came in from New Zealand. So he's been moved into my house. We've got three other roommates, all from my school. So he's been able to fit in, find a few mates. So no, it's been good. It's also a good way to get to know the blokes off the field. Like Cormac, as we know, at the start was a bit of a quieter guy, but I really got to, he's quite funny and yeah, really got to know him well over that time. So it's sort of good to have those little things with fellas, because like, even though Cormac was there for 3 weeks, we still got a few things that happened over that time that we talk about, or he gets along well with my roomies, so he's always asking about him that. So yeah, it was a good way to get to know him.
And you've convinced Briley to go down to UQ for this year?
That wasn't convincing. Yeah, it should be good. Joey, he's a good fella, so I thought he'd fit in well. But yeah, he's going tracking along nicely, and yeah, it was a good fit. All my roomies play at UQ as well in the lower grades, so it's just good to have that connect between grades and be able to know a few people at the club. So it was pretty easy, pretty seamless decision for him.
Sounds like you've got a pretty busy household where you're at with four roommates, and mate, you come from a pretty busy home growing up as well. You've got plenty of brothers and a sister as well. How do you think that sort of molded you into a professional rugby player that you are now? And your brother's there at UQ as well. I think he's club captain this year. Plenty of backyard footy antics going on there, and a bit of wrestling and stuff. So yeah, how did that shape you into the fella you are today?
No, it was really enjoyable growing up. I think one of the benefits I always talk about with my development of footy was I always had two older brothers. So whatever they were learning, saying under eights or nines, I was a little 5-year-old, 6-year-old who was doing the same stuff. So got a bit of a head start. And then always competed against them. My name among our household was Pipsqueak, because as the youngest child, it was always a bit of my job to stir some feathers. And then if they ever came back at me, Mum always gave me a little cuddle. So it was good. They're really good, really supportive as well. They love their footy and come along to all the games. And yeah, it was just good fun growing up. Yeah, they taught me a lot and put me in my place a lot of times. But yeah, I really enjoyed that side. And we're from Toowoomba, but all my siblings live here in Brizzy as well. So it's good, catch up quite often.
Yeah, it's good seeing your whole family buzzing pre and post game in the stands, throwing a bit of chat. Obviously, I went to school for a bit with your eldest brother. So yeah, it's good seeing all those boys get around you as well.
Yeah, it's good. The first year out of school, I lived with my oldest brother, Al, and his best mate, who also went to school with Fez at Downland. So it's weird. I've got a really good connection with my oldest brother's mates. So just naturally, my mates and their mates all sort of get along. So they always come along to stuff, and yeah, really great support. So it's always good, those little connections they have.
It's good to see Matt finally accepting that he went to Downlands. He usually tries to bury that little bit of information.
Briefly,
he reckons. Greel, so you grew up in Toowoomba. How'd you find it there? I know you guys had a fair bit of coverage in your year. You actually beat Toowoomba Grammar in that big rivalry game. I think that kind of put you on the map, so to speak. How'd you find it there? I know you had some mentors through, Garrick Morgan, who's obviously a Queensland Reds old boy.
It was really enjoyable. I loved growing up there. Like, I went to Downlands, had a lot of good mates there, so quite enjoyed just going to school and doing those things. And footy, like, yeah, I was lucky to have a good enough grade, and I think we're the only team to win the last 10 years against Grammar, but we keep that quiet. But yeah, it was good fun. Always loved. Yeah, it's always good now that I've finished and live in Brizzy, that it's always enjoyable to go back home and see him and do those things. So yeah, really enjoyed it. We got a lot of opportunities, played a lot of different sports growing up, and then was fortunate enough to kick on with footy.
You had that awesome year 12 year. Off the back of that, you pretty much plunged straight into pro footy, if I'm correct there. You signed pretty much straight out of school. You played sort of QPR first grade, sort of very early on. How did you find that transition into men's footy and full-time training and all that sort of stuff from pretty much school straight away into that after schoolies?
Yeah, I think it was good, because you get to learn a lot of things early on about sort of being a grown-up, particularly moving out of home. Had to do a lot of things like cooking, sleep schedules, stuff you're probably a bit behind as a kid that age. So got a bit of a kick up the old backside quite early. But yeah, the transition, I was lucky to have people like my older brother and that who were able to help me. But yeah, I think it still takes its time. Always going to be those growing pains. But yeah, the footy side and that, I always just thought it was pretty cool coming in. I remember it was after that COVID period, I was able to do my first sort of stint with the top side. And I remember that, like, when I came in, I was just in awe of all the blokes and just thought it was really exciting to be a part of that. And then that COVID year, I was able to play QPR and had some older blokes. So just that dynamic of being that young kid with the older fellas, get to be a bit cheekier like I would at home or whatever. Yeah, got to have some good fun and learn a lot of things, not only about footy, but sort of outside of footy. So it's just been a good transition, I think, not only as a footy player, but as a person, to learn a lot of those things off those blokes And yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
And now you're starting to look after those younger boys coming into the squad. Your kind of position in the squad's changed pretty quickly all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's a bit of a different one. You know, I've got older blokes like you, Ryan, still to keep me young. But yeah, there is a few younger blokes, and I think all you guys coming through were really good to us to sort of welcome us in, even with academy and that, you know, say g'day and those things. So I always try and make sure, you know, any fella there, you just say g'day or whatever. But yeah, a lot of good young fellas coming through. Got a little locker room, me and Frankie, between me and Fez.
Nightmare. Yeah, seriously, leaves his stuff everywhere. It's, yeah. It's
There's not much room in that corner.
Well, probably one cool thing, I reckon, just thinking about it when you were talking, when you play club footy at like a reasonably young age, some of your really good mates can be like 30-year-olds when you're 20. How weird is that, eh?
Yeah, I remember like my first year, there was like Con Foley, Scotty Gall, and they were like after first game going out to the pub with him, and I was like, oh, this is sick. Yeah, and then I probably embarrassed myself that night. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I still catch up with him quite regularly. Like, if I see him, you know, doing something, you know, anytime you see him out, you chat to him for 10, 15 minutes. Gailey was in at training yesterday, so I always have a good chat to him. Yeah. Now he's at Tom and Grandma. But yeah, no, he's doing a good job. So yeah, it's quite cool to have those sort of variations of mates and mate groups.
So heading into our third home game of the year, we're going to throw to Pete to have a look at what's up with club news this week.
Look, a really exciting week for the Queensland Reds with the first double header of the season at Suncorp Stadium on Easter Saturday against the ACT Brumbies. The Super Rugby Women's kicking off at 4:05, and then you guys, Super Rugby Pacific, at 6:35. It's going to be a real celebration of rugby, and for both teams, an opportunity to try and hit back after coming short over there in the West against the Force. Travelled over there together. Was it nice to get the opportunity, I guess, to travel as a whole club, Smithy?
Yeah, definitely. There's obviously a heap of new girls, so haven't met too many of them yet, so it was cool to be able to travel alongside them, and they obviously did a captain's run. It was in kind of the park across from our hotel, so that was all good to get a bit of a watch of that. And unlucky, both teams went down to a pretty roaring Western Force as a whole club. The women's team was pretty tight, going back and forth. Western Force girls, Rolling Moore, was going from everywhere. They scored a pretty long range one, so the girls will be looking to solidify that sort of area. And yeah, obviously we went down in a pretty high scoring game as well, so yeah, both teams will be keen to hit back again at Suncorp, so it's a good opportunity there.
And as always, we love a bit of tight head prop news, and we got that across both programs. Firstly, big congratulations from our Super Rugby Women's program with US international Charlie Jacoby. She won't be playing this weekend because she's heading over to the UK to play in a test match for the USA Eagles, so congratulations to Charlie. She will of course be missed. And then in our men's program, a first ever start Super Rugby level for the Queensland Reds. He's got plenty of Super Rugby experience, but Jeff Tumunga-Allen, the rookie of the Reds front row, comes in for a start this week. We also see Jordan Pataia coming back in, Lawson Crichton on the bench for the first time this season, being recognised for outstanding efforts at training, and he's been working really hard for that hotly contested 10 jersey, I guess, alongside both Harry and Turbo. And with James O'Connor only a couple of weeks away as well, there's plenty of competition in the back line. From an injury point of view, first podcast since the unfortunate news came through down in Melbourne with Isaac Henry, who was in electric form, unfortunately sustaining a serious knee injury, which will see him out for the rest of the Super Rugby Pacific season. Fez, that's one that's hit the squad pretty hard, but you've had to process it as well and move forward.
Yeah, mate, very upsetting for Zachy, who's had a fair few injuries over the last couple of years, and he came back and did an absolute job for us. I thought he was outstanding the last couple of games he played. Super unfortunate. Wishing him a very speedy recovery. And yeah, he's not only disappointed, but the squad are, both for him and also us. He's a great asset to the team. He's awesome to have around, and I think he had surgery quite quickly after the injury, so I haven't actually seen him since, but wishing him all the best, and yeah, can't wait to sort of see him and have a bit of a chat and see how he's going.
Some better news on the injury front. A couple of front rowers not too far away in the GUP, Alex Hodgman and also Massimo Dilutis. As we said, James O'Connor not too far away as well, so that competition for spots is only going to get stronger following the Brumbies. It is a bye for the Queensland Reds and then a trip over the ditch to take on Moana Pacifica, so that'll be a pretty big pool of players in contention for selection. For the Super Rugby Women's program, pretty important game this weekend against the Brumbies team, who just got it done against the Rebels, and hopefully we'll see the likes of outside centre Mel Wilkes back in contention to return from injury either this week or next as well. Massive occasion 2 weeks ago down at Crosby Park for the Australian Club Championship. Brothers taking on the Randwick Club from Sydney in the Matt Fesler Cup, and brothers got the job done. World champions, how good?
Yeah, mate, great game. And it was actually quite physical affair, considering it was pretty much a trial or equivalent to a trial game for both teams, having actually gotten into the full swing of the season. Fair few of the Reds contingent of the brothers family were down there. Yeah, awesome event, really well run, great for the club, and also obviously a brilliant result for the boys.
World champs. Yeah, you can't take that away from us. So it was an awesome day down there, and brothers did a great job putting on the show, and thought it was actually pretty cool to see the Canberra team getting a go against West as well. I thought that was a cool little addition, and good to see brothers old boy Ryan Schultz. He's leading the charge down there at the Vikings. So it was a big brothers day.
Yeah, it was a great celebration of all things rugby. Great to see the Roma Echidnas in action even earlier in the day as well. I know you guys probably weren't quite back in time for that one. A couple more things around the club. We welcome some more commercial partners. Some really exciting news there. So the commercial team doing a fantastic job. KDL Property coming on board, and also Fitness Outcomes. And I can't say too much at this point, but a special activation this weekend around Easter with Tom's Confectionery Warehouse. So keep your eyes peeled for that one on game day. Also coming very soon, we will have the tickets on sale for the Queensland Reds against Wales on Friday, July 19th at Suncorp Stadium, and a bit of an exclusive pre-sale window for members to make sure they can save their same seat for that match, which we know is very important to them, and fair enough too. If you get used to your spot in the crowd, why would you want to sit anywhere else? Plenty happening. Flexi memberships still on sale as well. We know how much your support means to the players at Suncorp Stadium. Two huge crowds to start the year. We're hoping for another one this weekend against the Brumbies. Tickets at Ticket Tech and reds.rugby.
So, McConnell, you're obviously a busy guy. You bounce around a lot in the CBD of Brisbane. Your main mode of transport is your hatchback Barina that's beat to shit by the name of Bruce. Can you talk us through Bruce? Any upgrades going? Any defects that potentially need to get fixed? Because it's a bit of an eyesore. Talk me through it, bro.
Upgrades, just got rid of his hubcaps. Nah, Bruce, I got it first year out of school. I didn't have a car, so I was actually training at Ballymore and would walk from Fortitude Valley, and as an 18-year-old, it was quite scary. So, yeah, went on some auction thing and got Bruce for $1,000. Then I had to spend a couple of K to get him roadworthy. Not sure if he is now. But yeah, Brucey's been a big part of my life and my mates. Every time we go anywhere, they all have to pack into Bruce because I think it's cheapest on fuel.
With six blokes.
At one point it was chop, so it was quite loud. And then I took it to the mechanic and he's like, oh mate, came in and yeah, one of the things we fixed was some reason your exhaust was hanging by a thread. And I was like, oh really? Drove in, the thing was like, drove out and you just couldn't hear it. Nah, but Bruce hopefully keeps kicking for a bit longer. I do get angry at him sometimes, but he's done me well. He's a big staple of my life. You know, they say drive the car your ego can handle. So knowing me, that's why I drive Bruce.
You mentioned that you had to drive Briley's car in here today just because the driver's side windscreen wiper hasn't worked. So you got it when you're driving, lean over to the passenger side to see. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Bruce's windscreen on the driver's side, for some reason, doesn't work. I did get it fixed once, and then it started happening. So I was like, you know, Queensland weather doesn't rain much. We'll let it slide. But yeah, Dad's been into me about it. Like every time I drive home, he makes sure my tyres are bloody pumped up. Yeah, grills. And, you know, a couple of trips to the mechanic at times. But yeah, Brucey, he's got a few defects. He does have like a few dints in him, but that's only when he plays up. He knows to not winch to me at all.
The standard, my brother's had a couple of Barinas, and the standard Barina problem that Greeley's got is when you lock or unlock the car with the central locking, it'll just unlock and lock like 1,000 times in a row and just vibrate.
I figured out there was like a point where every time I drove it, its hazards wouldn't turn off, and I'd be at the lights and I'd be stopped and I'd be like, my hazards are gone. I was like, oh, you know, people like starting to like go around and that, and then they'll like drive off. But it turns out if you unlock it manually, the hazards just like go on because it thinks you're breaking in. So like sometimes if I go home, like I didn't tell my old man and he just like went to the shops or something and he comes and he's like, why the Your bloody hazards, mate. Why are they not turning off? I was like, I don't know. He's like, I'm at the lights.
Oh, jeez. Anyway. Grills, what was your first job?
Back in school, I used to work at a car wash, the wash depot in Toowoomba. So,
is that like one of those gold coin donation? You're in a bikini on the bonnet? Or?
I had a mate who actually, his dad owned it. So, yeah, just did a bit of work there Sundays. Me and a few mates from school ended up getting a job there. And it was either the 7 to 12 shift in the morning or 12 to 5. And then over holidays, get up a bit of cash. And yeah, it was actually not too bad.
Is that what you're looking to get back into after footy or different plans from that?
Yeah, I've been doing, ticking along uni. I'm not doing it this semester, but back into it next semester, just in the process of changing unis. So yeah, I haven't, like, there's a few things that I'd probably like to do, but hopefully if all goes well, got a bit of time to sort that out. But yeah, just trying to tick off that uni to have that sort of in my pocket. I don't know, with rugby, you often get a lot of good contacts, whether it's from UQ, like a lot of good networks there, or through the Reds people you meet. So hopefully one day, like, whatever opportunity comes up, be enjoyable. But I do quite enjoy doing a bit of coaching and like that sort of side. And I think, like, often look at people in like those school coaching roles, and that seems like pretty sweet gigs and something you could get a lot out of.
What's your degree?
Business management.
Nice. Little coaching business on the side?
Yeah. Playbook,
jump in.
Shout out to Tate, Fraser, you those boys.
Mate, so tomorrow we're looking at a full day off, which is pretty cool, midweek. What could we expect if we were to be a fly on the wall on your day off?
I usually get up, do my journaling, self-mindset, mindfulness, go for like a walk, ice bath. Nah.
James O'Connor?
Yeah, breathing session. Nah, usually keep it pretty chill on my day off, whatever sort of goes. But I do enjoy going for a little morning walk and grabbing a coffee, enjoying those things. And then depends how many roomies I got home. If they're home, I'm more inclined to do whatever. But I know a lot of blokes are into golf. I don't mind it, but it's not like a ritual for me. So yeah, I'll chill, watch a bit of TV and just keep the pins up to relax. But yeah, I'm pretty easy going, whatever. If someone asks me to do something, I usually go do it. So yeah.
We've got here, you obviously send both Smithy and myself a fair few Spotify songs just randomly off the bat. And we probably, I don't know about Smithy, but I'll definitely return to with a few rogue ones as well. What sort of songs are you vibing at the moment? Playlist,
the Aussie Divorced Dads playlist.
Yeah.
It's got a few bangers.
Gets a bit of a workout.
Both of you two.
I listen a bit of everything, usually, like, depending on the mood, you know, depends what I play. But yeah, lately we've been into that bit of early 2000s grunge rock, bit of Pearl Jam, bit of whatever. So been getting into it, some Nickelback or some Lifehouse. Lifehouse been popping off lately.
Lifehouse, yeah, you got me on that.
Yeah, but yeah, you should send a few back and forth. Oh, Creed, yeah, jam a bit of that out. Love to send it to the boys because it's quite funny, like the songs you often forget and then send it to someone like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Sing it in the changer and always good for singing something and getting in people's heads. So yeah, a bit of With Arms Wide Open this morning in this weather, you know.
Great track.
Yeah.
Mate, we've been looking at doing a little sponsors list. I know Fez wanted to add one today.
In terms of sponos, if any of the 10 people listening today are connected in some way, shape or form to Yeti, Smithy and I are both massive consumers of Yeti products. Love a cheeky SU or something to take up to DI with the boys, maybe a little discount code or something of the sort. That would be excellent. So, yeah, Yeti, reach out.
Greels, anything to add? Any sponos you wanted to try and get on board?
Oh, nice little watch sponsor.
Oh, righto. I could use a new pair of Crocs. Mine have recently done their tenure, so hit me up, Crocs. Rongers and I are both keen as well. Shout out, Rongers.
Please cover his feet.
Mate, heading into a pretty tough week this week, obviously off the back of, you know, what we're going to say is a pretty poor performance from us on the weekend, not taking away anything from the Force. They were firing, looking to turn it around against the Brumbies. What can we expect? You know, they're a really handy outfit. They're top of the Aussie conference at the moment. So what are you expecting?
For me, it's actually my first time playing the Brumbies, so I'm pretty excited. I think they've been probably the standard of Australian teams for a few years, quite consistent, and we know they're always, you know, quite good in their set piece, and they obviously had a good win on the weekend and have started the season pretty strongly again. So as always, I think it's going to be a pretty tightly and hotly contested game. As you've seen over the last few years, there's a lot of contention between blokes for spots among both teams for that sort of higher honours. So I think it's just going to be exciting to see. For us, it's going to be a good challenge of where we're at against them. And I think, you know, they're often quite good with their kicking game plan and that. So we're going to have to be strong in the backfield and make sure we're on with things like our breakdown was pretty poor over the weekend, but something we're definitely ready to resurrect this week and make sure we're good in those areas.
They've got a new forwards coach in Ben Mullen there. I know he had you for a bit of the Oz 20 stuff, was it?
Yeah, and academy.
Academy at stuff. Yeah. What can you expect to see from him?
He's a great fella. I really enjoyed time with him. Like every time you walk in, he's got a big smile on his face and shakes your hand. So yeah, I think he's obviously would have the team in a pretty good spot. From time spent with him, he's really good at sort of getting that energy right within the group and making sure, you know, blokes are having a good week. He's often quite brings in some fun little games to get the team going. So he's really good for team morale, I think. And I think, you know, he's someone you can respond to well. So I'm sure he'll have him in the right space.
Yeah, and they seem to be playing really well under him. I think, pretty sure he's sort of carrying on from Lord in that defensive role, and he's also doing the line-out stuff. And both of those things have been functioning really well for the Brums this year. And yeah, both Smithy and sort of Greeley alluded to the fact that they're really deep across the field. They'll have Wallabies coming off the bench, really experienced players, and have had that great depth and wealth and knowledge for a couple of years. So yeah, I think it'll be a highly contested game, physical, and yeah, they're a really smart, well-coached footy team. So I think it should be a good outing on the weekend. Your old man and your brothers are big rugby fans and supporters, and you obviously were growing up. Who are some players that you probably idolised or sort of looked up to growing up, and what sort of impact did that have on you or the style you wanted to play, particularly when you're a young fella?
Yeah, I think one that I definitely remember was actually Berwick Barnes. I remember he came to Toowoomba, to my local club there, South Kookaburras, and Reds did some little thing. I remember he had a little snag sizzle and me. I remember trying to show off to him, me and my brother. But he was then always someone that, like, he was really nice fella, and you sort of remember those things, especially from Toowoomba. You don't really get those opportunities much. So actually, Berwick Barnes, when I was younger, was someone I always really enjoyed watching. I probably didn't model too much of my game off him. I think coming then through was Israel Folau was quite a good fullback for the Wallabies for a fair time. So he was someone I just loved watching because he always seemed to be so good, great feet, did everything well. Obviously, completely different build to me. And then, yeah, growing up, the old Kalyn Ponga highlight reel got me.
Waterboy.
Waterboy. I remember when that came out and my brother was watching it in his room. I think I was 12. I had a touch game that night. And actually, after I went in the backyard and started practicing some steps.
Does that inspire the headgear, you reckon?
I always had the headgear, because when we were younger, we couldn't play, like, I think we had to be till under 8. So up until we got to a certain age, we had to wear headgear at, like, my club. So always wore it. I remember I actually had the Berwick Barnes one. I had the black and green Gilbert. And then it was later on in, like, grade 12, I think, someone kept confusing me for another player in our team. Like, I made a break or something and they shouted, like, go this other person. And being the 17-year-old kid with a big ego, I was quite ticked off. So changed to the white, and it was, yeah, mainly maybe a bit inspired by Kalyn Ponga, but
yeah, nice. I actually had a bit to do with Berwick last year. He was in a fair few camps. Awesome bloke, like salt of the earth, pretty just jealous. Ripper dude. I think he's from Kingaroy originally, but mate, he looks after himself. I honestly reckon he could still have a decent crack. And I sort of said that to him when we were in camp, we were at the pool, and I was like, geez, mate, you look after yourself. And he reckons he probably could have a trot and play, but the recovery after the game, he'd just be like, yeah, wouldn't bounce back.
Do FIFO one on two off.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, lads, every week, as you know, we like to check in with our Buildcorp Super Rugby Women's program. And this week, we're very lucky to have the 2023 Queensland Reds Rookie of the Year, if you don't mind. She is Queensland cap number 241. She's a back rower from the East Tigers, who are a hot tip to be a contender, just quietly, in the Store Local Women's Premier Grade this year. Please welcome Hayde Head. How are you, Hayde?
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on, mate. Really appreciate it. Just quickly jumping straight into it. Obviously, Pete mentioned it there. Coming off a great year last year, you picked up the Rookie of the Year award, and then you've been battling with a bit of a shoulder injury. How's that turned around after the weekend?
It's been a bit rough for a few weeks, but last weekend I got a few minutes. It's been a bit tough, obviously, missing that first round, that grand final rematch, but hopefully this week I'll get a few more minutes than last week, just coming off the bench.
Yeah, 100%. That first game, Drew at Ballymore, was a massive one. We went narrowly down in that. And then, obviously, again, Force in Perth, they're a force to be reckoned with, you could say. That rolling more was really a threat for them. How have you guys talked about combating that coming into this weekend?
Well, we had our review yesterday, just going through like all the stuff that we think that we can improve on. I think their rolling more was also like good as well. I think we just need to stay tight, work together. I think the initial hit is what we need to work on, and obviously just work around the breakdown as well. That was a huge thing for us, like just turnovers. But I'm excited to see what like we have this weekend.
In terms of your game this weekend, what are you sort of expecting from the Brumbies, and what are you guys sort of looking to bring without giving away too much?
Well, they're a good team, obviously. They've been a good team for a few years. We probably just like our set piece. Their set piece is also pretty good. It's going to be a huge loss. Charlie this weekend, obviously she's been selected for the USA team, but I'm sure all the girls that like coming off the bench will do a great job and will perform for us.
Hayden, now we know you're a great footy player. Now what are some things you like to do outside of the football field?
My day-to-day, I love going to the beach. I also love acai bowls. I'm like obsessed with them at the moment. I don't know why. But yeah, just going to the beach, chilling. I've got a new puppy. I love playing with her during the day.
What's his
she's
name?
She's so naughty at the moment. Millie.
Shout nice. Out Millie.
No, yeah, what breed of pup?
Labrador.
Oh, nice. How good.
Kid.
Yeah.
I saw the other week you guys did a bit of an army camp. How was that?
Oh, that was actually really fun. We weren't expecting it. Like, we got told pretty late notice, but it was actually really fun going through the course, and like all the girls were like getting around it, which was really good. And just being able to like bond better, I think, has helped us definitely just like on the field.
Was that at Canungra?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I can't say that our Canungra Army Camp was fun at any point.
We had an intro. They said the next time we come, it won't be like this.
Thanks so much for jumping on with us. Really appreciate you giving up your time. You've done really well. We might have to give you another call up the next couple of weeks. Good luck for the weekend, and we hope we can turn it around, both teams, and get the win against the Brums.
Yeah, good luck to you guys too. Thank you for having me.
So as all of our loyal listeners would know, and some new ones coming in, each week we highlight someone either in clubland or at super level at the Reds that needs to pull their socks up. And we're lucky enough to have Greeley on the potty here today. Greeley, you've got someone who potentially needs a shout out here, mate.
Yeah, as a long time listener and first time sprayer of the podcast, I've been looking forward to this moment for a while. So I've been thinking a few things, but the one that came to mind is... So 2021 at the Red Heavies, we won the premiership. The next day, Connor Vest gets a tattoo on his ankle insinuating of a rhino, which is the Heavies mascot, insinuating he's a heavy for life. Fast forward 3 years and he's taken his talents to South's Magpies. So I think that's definitely a socks up in two ways. Cover that ankle and also pull your socks up, mate.
Might need to get a money bag tattoo on the other ankle for the South dollars that are coming
in
there.
I'm brokenhearted.
Right in front of me, please. Bestie, pull your socks up.
Get them up, mate. Please.
As with every other pod, we do 10 quick questions. First question, what is your pre-game song?
Two Dozen Roses by Shenandoah.
Oh, cracker.
Greatest song ever.
So obviously we have a lot of away games, and we room together usually on away games, or not you and I personally, but the teammates. Best and worst roommate on tour for the Reds, and why?
Worst roommate, I'd have to go my second game ever. Young kid got rattled. Tate McDermott, this is pre-nasal surgery. I'm not sure how he is now, but geez, he had an absolute bloody foghorn on his nose. Like, he'd just be trying to sleep, and I could not because... Yeah, Tate had nasal breathing issues or something was his excuse. But yeah, massive snorer, so couldn't handle that. Best roomie, oh, it's a tough one. Like, I've been with Geordie a fair bit and he's quite good. But someone I've actually been with quite a lot over the last 2 or 3 years is Tom Liner. And we've got our little situation down pat. So I give him a little rap for being my roomie. You know, really good for comfort.
Mate, what about the best player you've played with and against?
For me... A pretty cool one was Will Jordan. Got to be on the field with him, like, growing up, thought he was pretty sick. So that was pretty surreal when I got to be on the field against him. And then best player I played with, probably the current Reds is the sort of top group of guys I've played with. So I won't give anyone a shout out, even though back row's in quite fine form. But someone when I first went to men's footy at UQ was Con Foley, former Aussie Sevens captain. And found myself outside him a bit at wing, so he was really good. Just he'd make every tackle, make me look good, and had great hands, so I'd have to say him.
Okay, so we've got a start bench drop coaches edition. Okay, so Elton, Hino, and Garrick, start bench drop.
Right, I'd have to start big Gaz because he's my boy. he's been a great mentor for me. I'd bench Elton currently. Well, I'm currently playing for him, so Elton, give me a run. And then, yeah, drop Hino, going to Bond. It's still quite dirty. Nah, Hino was good, but yeah, got to drop him.
Next player to make their Wallabies debut.
Josh Fluke.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Sorry, Ron.
Okay, favourite movie and give us a quote from it.
I go through a few different phases with movies, but one I often quote would be Happy Gilmore. I'm a big fan of Shooter McGavin, so I eat piece of shit like you for breakfast.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Oh, every time Smithy runs, he looks like the bloke who's, that's Mr. Gilmore.
Mr. Larson.
Yeah. We look the same.
If you weren't playing rugby, what would you be doing?
I would definitely be a professional dancer.
Belly dancer or get what style?
Just like one of those people at clubs who like hypes crowds up and just starts the dancing, like a TikToker maybe.
Three dream dinner, yes.
Oh, easy. Joey Johns, Shane Warne, and I'd throw Will Ferrell in. Even if you just went for a quiet beer at the pub, that'd be like the chats you'd get out of those
ultimate combo.
Yeah, and me.
And what's your pre-game routine?
Change it up. I don't really fall into any trap, but usually I love, favourite part of game day is because they're quite long days and quite boring. I love getting up and going for morning walk to get a little coffee with whoever's available.
Death row meal. Entree, main, dessert and drinks.
Entree I'd probably whack. Don't mind a few good spring rolls from my little lady at Gabba Chinese. She does some good ones. Main meal, I'd have to go one of dad's roasts he does on Sunday. Usually a nice lamb roast just because it makes you feel at home. Dessert would definitely be mum's flourless chocolate cake with some ice cream on the side. And then drink. See, I think to enjoy your feed, I wouldn't mind a little pub red lemonade with it. Little cheeky taste.
Refreshing.
Nice, I like that.
Grills, thanks so much for coming on, mate. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's a dream come true to be here with you. So thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Bring your partner, bring your mates, bring your colleagues. We're playing the ever-entertaining ACT Brumbies. It's set to be a cracking game and hugely important in terms of the ladder. We're playing an exciting brand of rugby. Get to Suncorp Saturday. Kickoff is at 6:35 p.m. Get your tickets at reds.rugby.
Great opportunity to watch this weekend as we're away from Suncorp for 2 weeks and we'll be back in 3 weeks' time ahead of the Highlanders game on the 19th of April.